Well, it's been a little while since I made a recording. A really big cold snap last week. I guess it got down to 18, which is kind of weird for the last week of October. It's now the first week of November. And, the dynamic in the vehicle is a little different because it's a different vehicle. I got home on Friday. From work. No. Got home from Friday from work. We fed the missionaries, like we usually do on a Friday. And Matt wanted to go see the Addams Family movie. I gotta tell you, Friday morning, I couldn't sleep very well. Worried about 30 things, so not much sleep. So I mostly slept through the Addams Family. It was kind of, I don't know. It wasn't all that interesting to me. Anyway, but when we got home from the movie, there was this strange vehicle parked by the house. I didn't know if it was overflow from our across the alley neighbors or something else. Matt immediately said, "That's Brenna." And I went, "No, that can't be Brenna. It's got Oregon license plates on it. It's not, it doesn't, you know, she was in Vermont. That's not her." And, so we went in the house and, by God, there was Brenna Jelaine. Oh my gosh. She had come in the vehicle from Oregon. And,
you know what, I better make sure I got the papers I need. Okay, good. Anyway, okay, so
there she is. And she's tells a story. She met up with this LDS fella. He's about my age, really. And, kind of a wandering sort. And, he was at the same, Earthship Institute that she was at. And, this is his vehicle, and one of his family members, a sister or something, told him that he should go to Guam. So he decided that he was going to, after he was done with this, he was going to catch a plane and go to Guam. Be there for a while. Imagine people who can just get up and do that. That's pretty amazing. Anyway, so, somebody to drive him to the airport. So he said, "Listen, if you give me the ride to the airport in Albuquerque, I'll give you this vehicle." Of course, Brenna already has the vehicle. She has the truck that she, the four-wheel drive, not the truck, that she picked up at a sale in Vermont when she was up there. And she said, "Well, okay." So around Albuquerque and then just decided to drive over to Tucumcari to see us, and mostly, and partially, to get us to help her. Oh, this thing has got a good heater, which is something that the little car lacked. Seriously. Serious lack. Was that, I think the heater core shot in Morris, the Honda Civic car. Anyway, and anyway,
V8 motor in it.
I used to really struggle up these hills, and this thing can do it without even going up to 3,000 RPM. It can do the job. Boy, I tell you. It's a good vehicle for, well, I don't know. It's got overdrive. It's got an overdrive turn off. So if you're, if you've got a trailer behind you, you know, you can haul that trailer.
that I can always tell when Margaret is showing the house to somebody, because she locks the other door. I usually use the deadbolt, and she struggled by showing her how to lock it, the deadbolt, but she can't seem to grok that home. So she always locks the other door. Now I can just see it. There we go. So I gotta remember to go to the campus police and get a tag on this vehicle. I guess these are leather. If they're not leather, they're close enough to be a leather. At high speeds. And it doesn't have a ball that turns on. It doesn't automatically figure out that you need to have lights on. It's got the 6 CD changer on it, which suspension's kind of interesting. What would you tell you? It's got some interesting. It's got a knock. Going pretty good. Tell ya, man. Blessing's raining down. Lord bless me, so I guess I'm gonna just hang right where I am. Continue with my blessings here. That's all I gotta say for today. Wow. Just an interesting weekend. I didn't really have much planned.
tell you, things manifest themselves. Thank you. Bye.